November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month, and so Brian LeBlanc has been pretty busy these days.
Brian, hey, June.
Hi, how are you?
It's good to see you.
Good to see you too, Kathy.
Doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Good.
Yes. This is my daughter, Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. I'm Brian LeBlanc.
On this Saturday morning, LeBlanc is chatting it up at Seville Square in historic Pensacola. He's a keynote speaker at the annual event he calls the Super Bowl for Covenant Alzheimer's Care.
We're here today for a very important reason, and that is to walk for Alzheimer's.
LeBlanc is an Alzheimer's advocate at the national, state, and local levels, and he's a member of the Covenant Care Board. He talked about the importance of raising awareness and funds to support the programs and services offered to local Alzheimer's patients.
Now, in case you haven't noticed, the faces of Alzheimer's has changed. People are younger and younger. That's because Alzheimer's is no longer a disease of the elderly. It's now affecting individuals under the age of 65, individuals in their 30s, their 40s, and their 50s. Individuals like me.
LeBlanc, now 56 years old, recounted his own diagnosis on October 28, 2014. And he has an extensive family history with Alzheimer's, on this day remembering his mother, Norma, who died from the disease.
Alzheimer's disease, it's not pretty. And I don't try to paint a pretty picture of it, because to be quite honest, it's horrible. I know this because I've seen what it's done to my loved ones. I know what it's going to do for me. I know what it's going to do to me. But I don't think about that. If I did, I would cry a lot.
During the Covenant Walk for Alzheimer's, which was his ninth of the year, there was a bit of sadness. It happened to be his parents' wedding anniversary, and it was the day before his mother's birthday. At this point, walk participants are bringing forth flowers in memory of their loved ones lost. And just when LeBlanc needed it, familiar faces show up.
Bob Kelly.
Hi. Good to see you. We're part of the group.
Oh, thank you.
Brian.
Meets.
We missed you at the meeting.
We missed you. Oh.
Bob Kelly and his wife Caroline, who's beginning her own journey with Alzheimer's. They attend a support group that LeBlanc used to go to. He can't pull up their names right off, but there's recognition, and the Kellys linger for a few minutes to commiserate.
I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but I remember you named your car.
It's really strange.
It's so strange what we can and can't remember.
You should see me watch Jeopardy. My wife just, she looks over at me, she says, "You can't remember your name most of the time, and now you're answering Jeopardy questions."
Funny things, what we pull out of that gray matter.
We were sitting on the couch here a month or so ago. We had a little table between us, and we were watching TV, and she turned around and asked me a question, and I answered it. And about 5 minutes later, she turned around and asked me the same question. And I looked at her and said, "You're screwing with me, aren't you?"
Making light of the situation is how they cope, because they say it beats the alternative. But LeBlanc says it's not always easy. At age 56, he's in the early stages of Alzheimer's, and he often recognizes the reaction people have when they learn he has the disease, but he's not bed or wheelchair bound and can still function.
And it happens every time. You see people kind of whispering to one another, saying, and I don't know what they're saying, but in my mind, I'm thinking they're saying, "Oh my God, look, he has Alzheimer's, and he can talk, and he can sound so intelligent, and he can do all these things." And there it becomes, I'm the puppy dog in the window.
LeBlanc says it's all part of the stigma of Alzheimer's. Either people don't believe you have it, or they treat you differently. For example, he says people they encounter often ask his wife Shannon how he's doing when he's standing right there.
She'll jump in and she say, "Why are you asking me? I said, he can talk." And that's the whole thing, is that people don't understand the fact that I can answer a question.
The result of such interactions have been frustrating and isolating, and LeBlanc takes to social media to vent.
I'll post a picture of myself and I'll say, You know, you can still joke with me. You can still laugh with me. I can still understand things. So just call me. I'll answer. Ask me for coffee. I'll go with you. Just don't ignore me.
LeBlanc is doing his part to help change perceptions about Alzheimer's just by sharing his personal journey with the disease. Next time, we'll find out more about his advocacy efforts, including his new board position with Dementia Alliance International and his work with the Dementia Care and Cure Initiative statewide task force. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.